Thanks for listening to Benefit from the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's Word for our temporal and eternal benefit. God bless your listening. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, as we're gathered here on this Good Friday, we think back to our Lord Jesus Christ and think about him later on Thursday. He knew exactly what was coming. He knew of his betrayal, of the abandonment of all of his followers. He knew of his arrest, his trials, his mocking, his beatings, his crucifixion. And if that wasn't enough, he knew that when he was on the cross, he would receive the sins of the entire world as if they were his own, and then he would be punished by God the Father. God the Father would pour out his wrath upon his Son to punish him for all the wrong that we did. All of those realities filled Jesus' mind as he left the upper room very early on Good Friday, from our perspective, later on Thursday evening, but from, again, the Jewish perspective, very early on Good Friday. The Bible records that Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the 11 disciples followed him. But as we know, Judas was already in the process of betraying him. And when Jesus came to the place, that is the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says that he said to his disciples, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." So what is it that makes us vulnerable to temptation? I think we have a concern. We can easily fall into temptation when we think our lives are in danger. Imagine being in a situation where you know that someone needs to hear the truth of God's word, but yet, if you said something, you know the possibility of persecution against you is very, very high. What would you do? Is it right to keep quiet? Is it right to be silent? It is not. Jesus said to his followers in Matthew chapter 5, he said to them, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Jesus was saying to his followers, when you are truly following me, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. People are going to see who you are. People are going to see that there is a definite connection between you and me. It's going to show. It's not going to be easy. Sometimes it's going to bring persecution. But yet, God intends that as ones who follow Jesus Christ, we are to be seen and we are to be heard by the world that desperately needs to see us and hear us, whether they know it or not. Sometimes, when we are fearful, we are tempted even to run away. Imagine being in a situation, and you're fearful, and you're thinking, if I'm silent, I'll be okay. Sometimes, the situation can be so very difficult that you're thinking, I better find a doorway and run as fast as I can in the other direction. If we feel like that, though, what are we forgetting about? See, we're isolated on that one incident. We're forgetting what the big picture is. We are forgetting that Jesus is God. We are forgetting that Jesus knows the entire situation that we find ourselves in. We are forgetting that Jesus knows exactly what we need at that time. We are forgetting that Jesus is always able to help us no matter what the situation might be. And we are also forgetting that Jesus wants us to say what he wants us to say and do what he wants us to do. As we focus on him, we can be free of fear. Think about Peter walking on the water. Can any of us imagine stepping out of a boat and being able to walk on the water? How did that happen? He had his eyes riveted on his Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was his entire focus, and by the grace of God, he was able to do it. As soon as he took his eyes off Jesus, immediately, just like that, he went down. What about us? When we have our eyes riveted on Jesus, remembering who he is and what he did for us, we can be without fear. As soon as we start to look around at the sinful world in which we live, then we can easily be overcome by fear. Going on in our text today, here in Luke chapter 22, going to verse 41, the Bible says, "And Jesus withdrew from them," that is, from Peter, James, and John, the ones who accompanied him to that certain place in the Garden of Gethsemane. "So he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup of suffering and death from me.' Nevertheless," Jesus prayed, "not my will, but yours be done." Jesus may have had thoughts like this at that time. "I know the Father's will is best. Yes, it is extreme. When we think about the cross, yes, it's going to be very painful. Yes, as people see me on the cross, they're going to think that I'm the biggest loser, because that's how it looks when someone is on a cross. Nevertheless," Jesus probably also reasoned and said, "regardless of all of that, I am completely confident in God my Father in heaven, and I know that his plan for me is a perfect, perfect plan." Therefore, Jesus had the attitude that he wanted to obey his Father no matter what. Jesus is the Son of God in human flesh. So at all times, he knew what to say, he knew what to do, and he knew the why behind it. In other words, say this because, do this because. He understood those realities. Then he followed through. He said the will of the Father, he did the will of the Father in every circumstance, always perfectly. What about us, though? Do we always understand the will of God? When we read the Word of God, which is full of the will of God, do we always understand the why behind it? Okay, Jesus, we understand you want us to say this. We understand you want us to do this, but we don't understand why. And sometimes when we don't understand why, we try to squirm out of saying what he wants us to say or doing what he wants us to do. Sometimes we can be like little children. What are they always asking? Why? 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 We can be that way too sometimes. Instead, God is calling us to gladly hear his word and faithfully follow his word no matter what. That's what Jesus did. He wants us to be that way too. Believers in Jesus Christ, those who know him as Savior, those who honor him as Lord, they don't shrink back. Why is that? That is because we believe the Bible is true, because we are sorry for all the times when we have broken God's holy laws. We believe that Jesus truly took our sin, really, truly, he took our punishment. We also are trusting in Jesus, not only as our Savior, but also as our Lord, our Master. And we also then desire to do whatever he says to do, no matter how hard it might be. In your service folder, you have the final words of Hebrews chapter 10. May God use them in our lives to challenge us to go forward with courage to honor our Lord Jesus Christ in all our ways. Notice what they say. "Do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." In other words, the encouragement is, understand about the great reward and don't miss out on it. Don't run away, don't shrink back, don't miss out on this wonderful thing that God has for us. It goes on to say, "For yet a little while, and the coming one, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, will come and will not delay. But my righteous one, that is talking about those who know Jesus as Savior and Lord, my righteous one shall live by faith. What does it mean to live by faith? Faith is believing without seeing, without understanding. And when we have faith, it's not simply believing, but then it is putting into practice the things that God says. So we read in the Bible, and the Bible says, take one giant step. Does that mean that when we believe that's true? Oh, take one giant step. I believe that's true. That's what the Bible wants me to get out of that? By no means. Yes, understand what it says, and then, by the grace of God, take that one giant step. That's what the Bible's talking about. So it says, my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. May God so work in our lives that he grants us all those blessings today and every day until we are with him forever. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we are in awe of what you did for us in obedience to your Father. Now, as we are eternally blessed through you, move us to ever trust in you as our only Savior and gladly honor you as our only Lord. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a Bible teaching church, come and join us at 7500 State Road in Parma. See our website for our current schedule. Go to benefitfromthebible.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.